Thank you for waiting. KQ4YDI radio check, please.
Is that LK Mobile?
This is KQ4YDI. I only caught the end of that last transmission. May I come back?
KQ4 something. Your audio is pretty low. I think you're on Echo Link. Is that correct? This is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane.
When that guy come back, I was away from the radio, Shane. I just went in to throw my towel in the dryer, and Bernice is over here picking up the rest of the dishes. Had a small meal tonight. Barbecued ribs, homemade Parker House rolls, baked beans, potato salad, and deviled eggs, and a big glass of milk. Just a light dinner.
Would you have like a half a piece of a rib, half of one rib, and a couple of beans, and a half an egg?
Halves of eggs, and, you know, the deviled eggs. And the potato salad was awesome. The ribs were awesome. They had a lot of meat. But I don't eat as much as I used to, Shane, getting older. I just had two ribs, but boy, they were meaty. And the Parker House rolls were delicious, and she's going to take some of those to the daughter. We got to go down to get some pictures tonight with the senior that's playing one of his last games of football, which I just don't care much about football, but it's warm enough tonight that we can get out and I just worry about Bernice hobbling in there, you know, with her hip. But the daughter insists, so we're going to give it a try.
Space for that other station. If he wanted to come in, he's welcome to. I'm sure your grandson will appreciate it, you guys being there. And it just feels too warm for football. It's supposed to be cold by now for football season. But, yeah, that meal sounds good, Tom. I'm not really hungry at the moment because I had lunch about 2 o'clock. Had a nice pizza. It's a little larger than a small personal pizza, but it's almost too much. But I eat it every time I get one of those, I eat the whole thing because it's just so good. And I probably won't eat much for dinner tonight. But anyway, that sounds good. And I know your son will, or your grandson will appreciate you showing up.
Watch him play baseball, but he hadn't done that for several years. But football, I like to catch folks' football game, the pros, you know. But I didn't even care about it in high school. I mean, they forced us to play in pep band, and that's the only reason I went to those. I'd ride by on my motorcycle and wave at the football fields. And that's about as close as I went to a football game. But I think it's great. It's good camaraderie, and it's good discipline. And I don't have anything against it. It's just not something I don't think a guy's a hero for carrying a football across the goal line, and they just worship him anymore. And it seems to me that's more important than education. And, I'm more into, you know, I forget what they call it, but mathematics and science and stuff like that, and even music. But sports were just never my thing. I guess because I was a little guy, too. But I'm glad people enjoy it. But all the money goes there instead of the important things that I think is important, like math and science and stuff like that.
Understand that. I guess football draws more people to watch and spend money to buy tickets than a math competition would. So that's why that happens. But did you play the French? I know you talked about playing it in orchestras.
I played cornet, trumpet, if you will, but it was a cornet. It was a little larger bore than a trumpet up until the seventh grade, and then my aunt made me switch over to French horn, and then I started taking lessons from a professional that taught school down at College High School, and I'd go down there and take private lessons, and I don't know, it was just harder, and I enjoyed it. Back then, they didn't have those mellophones, and that's what they march with nowadays, which makes a lot more sense. That French horn is just terrible to march with, and we had to carry it in marching band. It's got a little bitty mouthpiece compared to a cornet, you know, and you can knock your teeth out real easy. But yeah, I did play in high school.
Love the French horn. I actually played trombone, and I'd like to get back into it. It's been packed away, and I actually have an old trombone that I played in high school, and I pulled it out, and I played on it, and then I played on a new instrument, and it's just not, you know, it's not like a Stradivarius or a violin that gets better with age. It gets more and more stuffy. It was made in 1927, I believe. It's an old bass trombone. And had a lot of fun with it in high school. But one of these days, I'm going to buy myself a brand new. I'd like to get a box Stradivarius tenor trombone with an F attachment and pick it back up again and maybe get involved with it. I always love the trombone.
He was a full bird colonel in the 82nd Airborne. He retired quite a few years ago. He played trombone. He's pretty good at it. I always, I loved a lot of different instruments, oboe, English horn, bassoon, those seemed so hard to me, and violin was extremely hard, but, you know, I just, at the level that we played in high school, the violinists weren't that good, but if you get a good violinist, or a fiddler, I love to hear fiddling, you know, from bluegrass and that. I like a lot of different kinds, but I love the French horn because of the different moods that it could create. If you ever watch Gunsmoke, there's a lot of French horn music in that. A lot of the older movies was orchestral backgrounds, and still in the recent days, they still use live orchestras for a lot of it, and people don't realize what they're even listening to, you know, like the theme for the Long Ranger and stuff like that, and I've played that in orchestra, and just I hear those things, and I can hear the separate instruments, which I'm sure the trombones, now I'll bet that trombone you got's worth a lot of money if he was not playing right, I'd get it refurbished before I'd buy a new one. The metallurgy's what counts.
For ZLK, y'all have to see about that. I don't know how much money it's worth. It was just a basic F attachment. Guy picked it up in Philadelphia. Imagine some guy was playing it on the street back in the 20s and 30s. Tom, I got to jump out and open this security gate here real quick and grab this trailer. Won't take me long to open the gate. I'll be back in a second. N4ZLK.
N0TR.
KQ4YDI. Comment?
YDI. I cut your call that time. We was listening for you. And go ahead with your comment. My name is Tom, and I'm in Greer, South Carolina.
Well, hey there, Tom. Nice to meet you. First time on Echo Link or
ham anything, really. I've got the radio, but I just wanted to see if this Echo Link is working, and nice to meet you, Tom.
Fine, and your audio's great, and you're lucky. A lot of guys have trouble getting everything set up right. I've never done Echo Link. I signed up for it years ago, but I never did use it, and if you give me your call sign again and your name, I'll write it down.
Yeah, this is Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee Delta, India. My name's, first name's Frederick, but I go by David.
Well, Shane just jumped out to open the security gate and said he'd be right back, so I'll let him say hi to you also. N4ZLK and 0TR.
I'm going to hook up this trailer, but hello, David. I caught your call that time. The first couple times you tried, your audio was pretty low, but you're coming through really nice now. KQ4YDI. My name is Shane, and I'm over here in Greenville. And my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Nice to make your acquaintance, and congratulations. Welcome to the hobby.
Well, Shane, I appreciate that. I'm over here in Greenville as well, and thank you. I've got a HT, a little Yaesu, but I'm not really able to hit any of these repeaters, so I figured I'd try Echo Link because it's the first night I've been able to get on.
I can hook this trailer up. N4ZLK.
Well, David, what town are you located in? By the way, there is a net every night here on this repeater at 9 o'clock, and you're most welcome to join in. And you would be in the group called Uniform Through Zulu, and it would be the first letter of the suffix of your call would be Yankee, so you'd be in Uniform Through Zulu. And tonight, Bernie, who calls the net tonight, you know? I'm not sure who calls it tonight, but they always leave a place at the beginning of it for new amateurs. And we'd love to have you join in. Send your old TR.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, and I will try to dial in tonight. I have a soccer game to go to tonight with my daughter, but I should be back before 9 o'clock, and we'll jump on. I have listened to it before. I always enjoy listening to it, but I hadn't had a call sign up until a couple of days ago, so I'll certainly look forward to joining in and hopefully participating.
They, every few groups, they call for Echo Links, Echo Link only, and you can chime in then, or you can chime in right when they call for new amateurs. I don't know if everybody calls for new amateurs, but I think they kind of do now. Well, tonight I won't be able to make it because I got to go to my grandson's football game, me and my wife of 56 years. And as I just told on myself, I'm pretty old. I'm 76 years old, David. What town did you say you was in?
That sounds great. You can't beat Friday night football. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
Where Shane's at tonight, he drives UPS trucks, if I'm not mistaken, and is on here quite often of an evening. And we really enjoy visiting, and he likes to do Morse code like I do a lot. And so we swap war stories about that and try to gather odd places out in the world, all around the world, on Morse code or voice, either one, but we particularly like Morse code. It's kind of special and it's kind of hard.
Well, I tell you what, I absolutely would like to learn that someday, but I have not yet picked it up. This is my second day with the call sign, but I'm not a master at Morse code yet by any means at all.
And it takes elbow grease. That's what I tell everybody. And you got to have the desire. And you got plenty of years ahead of you to do that. And it's just something to consider. Most guys want to do it the easy way and use FT8, but or else get encoders and decoders and keyboards and that. Shane and I, we use a set of paddles, and that's our preference. But you got a long time to worry about that. And congratulations on the new call sign, and you're doing a fine job. David, I'm going to let you go because I got to go get in the rain locker and take a shower and get dressed and ready to go to that ball game. So I'll say 73s, and Shane will be back shortly, I'm sure. And maybe he can pick you up then. Kilowatt Quebec 4, Yankee Delta India. This is November 0, Tango Romeo. And the pleasure's all mine and 73, sir.
73, Tom. I'm back. Go ahead, Dave.
Tom, you have fun. Football game 73. Shane, how's it going?
I'm just trying to finish up my evening. I've got to take this trailer back in to the yard, and then I'll go out and pick up another one, and I'll be done for the night. So, be done for the weekend. Whereabouts in Greenville are you, Dave? I'm over here right now, Whitehorse and Highway 20. Trying to avoid traffic if I can. It's pretty heavy tonight.
73, Shane, catch you later in 02.
I am over near Woodruff and 385, so if you're trying to avoid traffic, I would recommend against coming this way.
I'm here with that area, and yeah, I'm sure traffic's worse over there. If you can get a hold of a either a mobile or a mag mount antenna or just something that you can put up outside a window or even put it on a pie pan, a magnetic antenna, put it on a pie plate or something metal in your house, maybe get it up a little bit and attach it to that little HT. The antenna makes a big difference, and you should be able to hit the repeater at that point. I know it's hard on an HT, but I bet you can do it from your house or wherever you are right now if you had a longer antenna.
Yeah, I just stepped outside. I've got my little HT sitting here right beside me. I'm going to try to hit it, and if you hear me, say something. Hold on just a second. I'll try it. Yeah, I don't think anything came through.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't even hear you break the repeater at all. If you look at your HT, is it picking up anything? Are you getting any kind of signal on the receive side of it?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. I even heard myself in it when I'm talking on Echolink. It's kind of hilarious. I do have a mobile antenna mounted on a vehicle. I'm getting ready to go out there and try that, too, see if that'll work. It's one of those, I believe it's a diamond antenna on the a massive triple magnetic mount, so we'll see if that works.
Full scale, I don't know if it's got a signal meter on that radio. A lot of times it's a little bar that goes across on the HT. If you're getting a full scale receive on it, make sure you've got the negative input set up, and you may have that. There's no tone on this repeater. Sometimes if you take an HT and you listen to a transmission and you watch your receive bar and where it's the strongest, that's generally going to be your best place to try to transmit from. But also make sure you have it on the reverse setting. So when you key down, it should transmit on 146.010.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. I don't know if it's transmitting. I know it's got the offsets automatically set in there, and I checked that with repeater book, but it sounds like this might be something different on the transmit.
Radios have that offset automatically. Sometimes it's a positive offset, and sometimes it's a negative offset, depending on where in the frequency it is or where in the band it is. And most newer radios will do it automatically, and it is down a negative 600 kilohertz. So I'd be surprised if it wasn't set that way. But anyway, just check that out.
All right, I'm going to go out there and hook this thing up and see if it transmits from the car, too. We'll see. Give me a second.
We'll be here listening for you for a little while. I've got another 10-minute drive or so. KQ4YDI, N4ZLK. Talk to you in a few.
KQ4YDI.
KQ4YDI, N4ZLK. Definitely got some white noise on you. The location's probably not the best, but you are copyable.
First radio
transmission picked up. A little closer to the microphone, too. Hold the radio a little closer. But yeah, definitely not the best location where you are at the moment, but you're making the repeater good, so, and I can hear you.
Fun hobby. No, I'm actually sitting in my driveway in front of my hall house, just fucking blocking half my feet.
You're making it, and there's some people that's the way they always sound, just by on their location. You are making it, and I'm mobile too. I'm in a truck. It's a little bit harder to hear. If I was sitting at home, I'd probably be able to hear you a lot better, but you are making it okay. Just got a lot of white noise in the background.
Yeah, you're coming through pretty strong.
Control of an HT, lower power and distance. The further you are from the repeater, obviously it's going to be a little more difficult. I'm not sure what power setting. Do you have a way of boosting up your power a little bit on that, or are you at the highest power setting?
On this little gauge, I've got the computer programming table and a low, medium, high, and set to high. But I don't know if there's any way to tweak it more.
Copy. Do you program it with the computer cable? And you got a low, medium, and high. And I think you said you have it set on high. So that high setting is usually about 5 watts on most HTs. Some of them will put out a little more, but generally they're around 5 watts.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me. I've got to run in here and get the kiddos ready for a soccer game. That's a nice thing.
Very nice to make your acquaintance tonight. Good luck with that. Just keep messing around with it, and you can add more and more features, bigger radios. You can spend as much money as you want in this hobby. So nice to meet you. You have a good evening. Enjoy that soccer game. KQ4YDI from N4ZLK, 73 to you.
KQ4YDI, clear.
ZLK, KO4, yes.
N4, is that okay?
How's your day going? About to finish up?
Another hour and a half. I hope maybe they'll be done when I get there. I'm dropping a trailer here in a minute and going out to get another one. How was your day?
Okay. Accomplished most of what I wanted to. So, I went and met the wife for dinner tonight. So, had a nice little hot day tonight.
Nice. Well, you guys enjoy yourself. I'm not sure where you are. Your picket fencing pretty good, but I can copy most of it.
No problem making a repeater from here, but it must be one of those nights.
See my location, too. I'm back near the building. I've got some kind of rough spots. Always seems to break in and out, so maybe it's just me.
It's a little scratchier than it normally is on my end, but like I said, it just could be one of those no-go propagation nights.
Well, I'm getting ready to pull on the yard, so I'll let you go. You and Elise have a good night. And don't stay out too late. And don't forget, you're not as young as you used to be. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
I'm already heading home. We're done. I'm on my way to the house, so you be careful out there, and good to hear you, Shane. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Bird special. Okay, I got you. 7-3, Patrick. Have a good evening, good weekend. N4ZLK.